Brilliance Audio presents All Our Darkest Secrets by Martin Ford, performed by Kevin T. Collins. Two children standing side by side, alone together in the snow. They look up through the branches of a tree to the highest twigs, the sky's veins, bare enough to seem black against the low clouds. I feel closer to them than I really am. Close enough to see them shake falling flakes away, because I say I'm not myself when I remember these things. Like when you dream in third person, or speak in second, and suddenly realize you've been someone else all along. But I am one of these children. I'm the little boy, and I'm unsure about the world, as scared of it as any child paying attention should be. To my left, Rosie. She's the girl, as sure and brave as ever. Now she must be 10, so I am 8, turning 9, and already certain I love her. We're staring up at a fluorescent green frisbee, hooked perfectly on one of those twigs, bouncing and turning in the high breeze. These two children are both dressed head to toe in thick winter clothes, and for Rosie especially, they are very much of the early 90s. Pale denim, highlight pink fingerless gloves poking from her puffer sleeves, and a pair of Sony Walkman headphones hissing around her neck. I can see her lip gloss, smell her cherry bubblegum in the cold, empty air. There is not another soul in sight. We contemplate the daunting height, just me and her. Small, alone. A plastic clunk. As Rosie pauses the cassette tape, eyes locked on the green disc above. "Just do it," she says. "But I'm not sure. David and Mary, they told you. They also told us not to come as far as the lake, and yet here we are." Rosie shrugs and says, "Fuck 'em." Fair hair tied in a ponytail, knotted on the very top of her head with a thick pink scrunchie. She's taller than her years. Her teenage makeup is at odds with her child's frame. And yet she seems the same. Like the present-day software update has installed automatically, overriding any truth left in these memories. She looks like she's always looked, just like she looks now. Whenever now might be. But me? I'm always the little boy. "Let's just go back and... and tell them we lost it," I whisper. "Tell them you lost it. Listen, I'm too heavy." Rosie looks down at me and splays her fingers. "Plus, if I went up and got stuck, you wouldn't be strong enough to come and rescue me." She tilts her head, eyebrow up, pulling rank. It's checkmate, and I should know it. And I do. She's right. This is my job. I have to get the frisbee. Me. But... "What about Matthew?" I add quickly. "He can climb. He can..." Rosie's heard enough and gently pushes me forward. When I take my first step, my boot rests for a moment on the packed ice, then crunches down through to the rocks beneath, and I trudge away as she lifts the headphones onto her ears again.